hour two of Rosie on the House, where we open up our phone lines at 1-888-767-4348 and welcome your phone calls. Operators are standing by to take your call and question about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, celebrating our 25th year on air. Also celebrating the fourth year in a row, our contractor referral directory has been voted the safest, largest, best place to find someone to get something done in, out, and about, and around your house. It's all at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Today's topic is aging in place, which very often includes combining households.
Is this your place?
No, I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
What my wife is trying to say is this is supposed to be our time.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
We're going to blow out the east wall of my bedroom, enlarge the bathroom, basically turn the entire upstairs into a secondary master suite. So there's room for both of us and both of you.
We want it now! The meatloaf!
Combining households, it's become a very real component of today's economy. And it can be done, and it can be done right, and it can be done wrong. I can remember a vacation Jenner and I took one time to Canada. And we actually landed landed in Toronto and crossed the border and, you know, drove into the countryside a little bit to a little town called St. Jacobs. And it is a beautiful community that it's Amish. The whole area is Amish. And we spent an entire day with an Amish family. Now, I think they have aging in place absolutely perfectly figured out.
How so?
What they do on the farm is as the children get older and start leaving the house, they build the parents a secondary house on the property. It's called a dolly house. So the parents move into the house and the youngest son inherits the farm. The youngest son. What a perfect social security system.
So what happens to the oldest son?
He has to leave the farm and go work.
Oh man, I don't know about that. He's got to go start his own.
He moves. As a matter of fact, that's why we were at St. Jacobs. I was retained for a consulting commitment for a construction company where this community was becoming a bedroom community to the executives in Toronto. It's absolutely just beautiful country, Romy. And so he was in this housing boom, but he was losing all his labor because the housing boom from the executives coming in and buying the lots and the property in this area were forcing the older sons, who were all trained as carpenters and tradesmen, they were now having to move another 60 miles farther west. So he had a housing boom on one hand and a labor shortage on the other. And as the housing boom kept getting bigger and bigger, the labor shortage kept getting worse and worse.
Which
so we were there
should drive profits up and up for him.
We were there trying to help him figure out, you know, okay, what do you do in a situation?
You want your
like
house
that?
To be top priority, huh? So, how much is that worth?
But
to
the
you?
Youngest son moved into the main house, and the parents moved into the dolly house, and the parents were taken care of as long as they were there.
And you know that's really, they're living probably a way that people had for years and years and years. It's only been, you know, within the last probably 100 years that people got out of that. I mean, you talk about the pioneers and you read, you know, the pilgrim. I mean, everyone lived together and they built lofts and, you know, the teepees. You had the whole family in the teepee. I mean, living as a family is something that only, you know, in the last 100, 150 years, people got away from. Yeah.
Multi-generation. So we're going to be talking the next 2 hours just about tips on, you know, aging in place, if in fact that's your choice. Next week, we'll be actually talking about, okay, so you don't want to age in place. Maybe the house you're in is too big, need to be downsized. We're going to help you think through all the different implications and consequences of downsizing. So y'all be sure and stay tuned for next week. We're going to cover all dimensions of this topic. Right now, let's see if we can take our first caller and invite you to call in at 1-888-767-4348. Fred in Scottsdale is calling. Let's bring him into the show and see how we can help him out. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking the call.
You betcha, my friend.
I'm in the process of getting bids to do my roof. I have an original roof on my house. When I built the house, it's 29 years old.
Okay.
So I haven't had any problems. There's no leaks or anything. I go up usually every other year, and I put Elastomeric on it, cover everything. I go
Good.
On the parapet. I cover if there's any cracks in the stucco so the water doesn't get. So I've been taking good care of it. And
yeah.
Even the guys that come and look at it say, hey, you really don't have any problem here.
Okay.
But the problem I'm running into is I'm getting bids for foam.
Okay.
And then I'm getting also a bid for a what is called a hot asphalt built-up roof.
Yeah.
Where so you talk to the foam guys, and they're going to knock the hot asphalt. You talk to the hot asphalt guy, and he throws holes in what the foam does. So, you know, and that's what happens there. But my wife's retiring next year, and I'll be retiring about three. So it's not something, I don't know if I'm going to be in this house for another 5 or 10 years, or after we retire, just like your next few weeks program, you may
okay.
be downsizing.
You're thinking through all that right now, huh?
So here's my dilemma, or what I'm looking for some advice on. You know, the pros and cons, the good thing about foam, and obviously all the foam prices are coming in about the same price, so it's just
yeah.
a matter of picking who you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I haven't got the bid yet for the built-up roof, but I just have a feeling it's going to be a little more expensive than the foam. But it does make sense as well, so
yeah.
looking for some guidance.
Okay. Fred, I will tell you, on flat roofs, I am a big fan of foam and have been for about 25 years. Asphalt built-up roof has a seam in it about every 30 inches. And every time you come up to a roof penetration, you have the material stopping, and you have dissimilar materials coming together. Every one of those seams and roof penetrations, the cant strip, the backside of the parapet are all areas that as you've been up on your roof as much as you have, you know where the weak links are. With foam roof, there are no seams. The foam sticks to everything. The plumbing pipes, the air conditioning ducts, if you have a roof-mounted air conditioner, the T-tops ventilation for the bathroom fans and the exhaust fan for the kitchen. I just like what foam does in the way of a continuous blanket. I like it because it's what we call outsolation, not insulation. It's actually an insulation value to the foam. And if you insulate the outside of a house, it's infinitely more effective than insulating the inside of the house. I also like it because it really makes for a very quiet house. It actually quiets the house down. So you get your built-up roof estimate. I can tell you they're both about the same amount of maintenance. The foam roof, maybe a slight more, needs to be coated every 3 to 5 years. A built-up roof, you can go about every 8 or 10 years, and it doesn't, you know, before you have to do very much. And then after the 10 or 15 years, then you have to start really nursing it along regularly. So my personal opinion, I wouldn't even think about getting a built-up roof put on. I'd go spray foam.
Very good. You know, I went online, and I read about it online. I've looked at the YouTube films where they show how the application, everything you said is exactly what is brought forth on
yeah.
the web and through those, and I kind of agree with that as well. What about, I mean, everybody talks about if it's a foam, the birds and the bees get in them, and they pick away at it, and they make holes in it. And if there's a hole, if it rains, the water gets down into the foam and soaks the foam. That's the kind of the negative thing I've heard about it.
You know, Fred, that's true. And it just is any roof is going to require regular maintenance. And that's just once a year, somebody getting up there and just throwing an eye of experience on it. And if you've got the little pinhead pokes that the woodpeckers have poked in it, or, you know, the birds have chipped through it. That's just a squirt of silicone caulk.
Right, and that's what the foam guy said. They'll say with the warranty, whether it's 5 or 10 years, that, you know, you could ask them to come up on an annual basis and inspect the roof and repair it if it's needed or something. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this, Fred, on foam roofs, your biggest risk is hiring the wrong company, because when that foam roof is done, you want it to be about the texture of a basketball, it shouldn't look like a pile of scrambled eggs, because it needs to flow smoothly and evenly, not trapping a lot of dirt. The dirt that accumulates in the creases and the seams of the foam actually prematurely age the elastomeric coating. So in picking your roofing contractor, I'd encourage you to go to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got 2 contractors in the Phoenix area that do great foam roofs. Please at least give them a call and get a quote from them. It's Durafoam and Lyons Roofing, 2 great foam roofing contractors. We're going to get back after this short break and continue answering all of your questions and giving you tips and ideas on aging in place. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House. And again, check out the website and vote for Rosie on the House. Vote for us again. We're very proud and very humbled that you, the Arizona homeowners, have for the 4th year in a row voted us the number 1 contractor referral in Arizona. We cover Prescott, Quad City areas, Phoenix, Maricopa County, as well as Tucson, and now Casa Grande.